Classified ads on Sunday morning. What kind of job can I get? Thumbing through my old lady is riding me with nothing yet. See, there's a worker for an engineer, college 8 years. I ain't even graduated from high school, there's my tears. About midway down the column, now it seems to appear. Says Rand Corporation's gonna have a war game this year. Soldiers of fortune, soldiers of dread, soldiers who can't get the war out of your head. So I went down to the corporation. I filed out my long files. They looked into computers and they began to turn and dials. A whiz and a whop and a zing-zop do it. And that was about all she wrote. They said, "You are a young warrior. All the burdens you tote." This nice young representative, he came to me. He looked all over my body for things I don't know what he could see. He said, "You're a perfect specimen." I looked him in the eye. He said, "You're a young warrior and you don't have to die." I reported. My drill sergeant, I understand, had a PhD. And nothing other than Hindu philosophy. Talked about the layman, the shaman, sitting on nails. Disbarred the Orient for believing not in the hell. So I looked him in the eye, and slow as a snail, I began to sigh. "Please do tell." "The war is not like other wars. Number one, you are to wear a badge sensitive to molecular electricity. You will have a pack, a warming device to wear in the Antarctic. We have closed circuit TV from every country that will be watching. Please, do not be a ham. Do not be a ham." So I looked him in the eye and I said, "Mr. Drill Sergeant," I said, "I sure am thankful that I got this job." I said, "My wife, she says, none of that, please." Well, we went on into the war, or at least we started the preparations.